I'm Ashley Thompson.
And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is pushing Israel and Hamas to reach a ceasefire deal as he ends another Middle East visit. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
The deal would free hostages and pause the nearly 7 months of Gaza fighting.
No delays, no excuses. The time is now.
In Tel Aviv, Blinken told Israel's ceremonial president Hamas will be to blame if the deal does not happen. The talks appear serious, but there are big differences on a key issue. Hamas wants the Israeli offensive to end if all hostages are freed. Israel's only offering a pause. After a meeting today, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's office says he made clear to Blinken Israel will carry out a military operation in Rafah, which it calls Hamas's last major stronghold. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
The U.S. Treasury and State Department have imposed new sanctions Wednesday on hundreds of firms and people tied to Russia's weapons development program. More than a dozen Chinese firms accused of helping Russia find workarounds to sanctions and individuals tied to the death of Russian dissident Alexei Navalny. The sanctions target Russia's military-industrial base, chemical weapons programs, and firms and people in third countries that help Russia acquire weapons components. Russian President Vladimir Putin has repeatedly railed against rounds of U.S. and Western sanctions, claiming last year that they're, quote, illegitimate sanctions on his country. A humanitarian crisis is worsening in northeastern Mali, where armed groups linked to Islamic State have besieged towns, leaving residents, including some 80,000 children, vulnerable to disease and malnutrition. The town of Manaka in northeastern Mali has been under siege for 4 months, driving up the prices of food. Residents and aid groups say other essential goods like medication are increasingly hard to find. For additional stories,